All right, so this is the third podcast that I've recorded that I'm not entirely certain I'm actually going to post, because I think there's only one person really that listens to it, unless I forward the details to my husband and he actually listens to it. I think that's more out of like just pure curiosity as to how far I am along in my depression, but that's beside the point. Consequently, I actually have him here next to me, and we're having this really intense conversation about racism and where the country is at the moment. And I think I just wanted to record this to revisit at some point when I feel like I'm losing hope and faith in humanity, because it's kind of hard not to right now. I feel really fortunate to be with someone who consistently reminds me that not everyone is like the asshole that they're putting out on the news. If anything, he's kind of the opposite. While at the same time being like consistently frustrating. But that's, I'm pretty sure, because he enjoys being devil's advocate. So, whether he decides to join the conversation or not is up to him. He's kind of camera and microphone shy. So, I'm just going to have this, like, open dialogue while I talk about it. And if he decides to join the conversation, cool. If not, that's fine, too. This country is at a weird fucking place right now. And that's so obvious in every fucking aspect of the media that you see, whether it's written or printed or digital, like everything just portrays how fucking bass-ackward shit is right now. And I'm having a really hard time maneuvering that. I'm having a really hard time, like, fucking verbal journaling right now while he's sitting next to me. This feels really fucking weird. It's hard not to feel like you are just completely displaced, even though this is your home. And I can't even imagine how that feels to people that aren't fucking Caucasian, because I'm a fucking white girl, so like shit's easy for me. But if you're not white, holy fuck, like, I don't even know how you maneuver this crap, let alone being non-white and in a non-coastal state, because if you're fucking landlocked, oh my god, you're like way worse off than I am. So, how the fuck do we get up from here? I don't know. I certainly don't have the answers. That everybody likes to pretend that they have a short answer for that. Been watching a lot of John Oliver and Haseem Piker, who seem to have like these really, you know, short, brief answers to how to fix things, even though they say they don't. Like, I don't have a short answer, but here's what you should do. Okay, well, there's no fucking short answer to this. We took a long damn time to get here, and now we're gonna take a long damn time to get out of it. But what the fuck do you do in the meantime, man? I don't know. Because in the meantime, there's like neo-Nazis burning torches in the streets and marching. And there's like the person that's supposed to be in charge of the free world making these outrageous comments about how like neo-Nazis aren't that bad. Like, how the fuck do you reconcile that? I don't know. I'm just trying to reconcile that shit just like everybody else is. Unless you're, you know, complacent in it, in which case you're part of the problem, and stand the fuck up and stop being a pussy and, like, stand up for the other side. Because we're all going to suffer under this regime. If shit goes sideways, this is no longer going to be a democratic country or a country in which we all have a free say. This is going to be a fucking dictatorship. So, what do you do? What do you do?
What can you do?
What can you do? I don't know.
Answer the question.
What can you do? You can get involved. Everybody likes to think that contacting your representatives is somehow like this out-of-world, bizarre thing that nobody does. It's not that fucking hard. Pick up a phone and make a phone call. It's not hard. It's not hard to show up to town hall. Do your fucking due diligence. Go and talk to your representatives. Talk to your state representatives. Talk to your county representatives. And make sure that they are representing you and the majority in your state. And if you're a state majority, if you get together collectively with your neighbors and go, this is how we feel and this is what we want, fucking go. Go talk to them. Tell them what you want. And if they don't do what you want, make a fucking video and turn that shit into YouTube.
One day a month.
One day a month. One day a month. That's all you have to do. If they aren't following what you want, if they're not following the majority, fucking turn that shit into a YouTube video and post it, because that shit will go viral. We've already seen it happen. It's already happened. It's already happened in several states where representatives have not been following their constituents. And when their constituents get pissed off, they make fucking videos. And they post that shit on YouTube. And it goes viral. So let's make this a big fucking issue. Let's make it bigger than it actually is right now. Because it is bigger than it actually is. We're just not seeing it. The age of digital technology is one hell of an amazing thing when utilized correctly. Take advantage of it. It will change everything if you use it to your advantage. It's a fucking scary state of affairs, dude. Nazis walking in the streets and shit, but it doesn't have to be this way. Just takes a little bit of work. And I'm looking at my husband like, what the fuck are you doing?
Bug landed on me.
This wound up feeling like a super, I don't even know what the word is. Like I'm trying to give information or advice that I shouldn't be giving. Which is silly because I think only like one person listens to this, but
good idea, Storm.
It's a good brainstorming session, though. Congress, the Senate, the presidency, everybody works for the public. The whole point is that for the people, by the people, of the people. So take that shit back. It's not hard. If they're not listening, fight harder. This is how revolutions start. And if that's where we wind up, so be it. Because otherwise, we wind up in a much worse state of affairs. And I think that's going to be my sign-off on this one. Fight harder. Because if you don't fight at all, dude, we're all fucked. Adios, motherfuckers. Deuces. Bye.